This is VOA News. We are from Halifax. President Vladimir Putin put Russia's nuclear deterrent on high alert on Sunday. The drastic move coming in the face of a barrage of Western reprisals for his war on Ukraine. Ukraine says it has repelled Russian ground forces attacking its biggest cities. The United States said Sunday that President Putin was escalating the war with dangerous rhetoric. The biggest assault on a European state since World War II was not producing rapid victories, but instead generating a far-reaching and concerted Western response. Fewer than 4 days after it started, the invasion has triggered a Western political, strategic, economic, and corporate response unprecedented in its extent and coordination. The European Union's chief executive said the 27-nation bloc will close its airspace to Russian airlines, fund supplies of weapons to Ukraine, and ban some pro-Kremlin media outlets in response to Russia's invasion.
For the first time ever, the European Union will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment to a country that is under attack.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Sunday.
In another unprecedented step, we will ban in the European Union the Kremlin's media machine. The state-owned Russia Today and Sputnik, as well as their subsidiaries, will no longer be able to spread their lies to justify Putin's war and to sow division in our union.
She added that we are proposing a prohibition on all Russian-owned, Russian-registered, or Russian-controlled aircraft. Read more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian president's office said negotiations with Moscow without preconditions would be held at the Belarusian-Ukrainian border. Russian news agency TASS later on Sunday cited an unidentified source as saying the talks would start on Monday morning. The Russian ruble plunged nearly 20% to a new record low versus the dollar on Monday in early Asian trade. The drop after Western nations Saturday unveiled harsh sanctions, including blocking some banks from the SWIFT international payment system. As missiles fell on Ukrainian cities, nearly 400,000 civilians have fled into neighboring countries. Those escaping are mainly women and children, as men of a certain age have been required to stay back and fight. Hundreds were stranded in Kyiv on Sunday, waiting for trains to take them west, away from the fighting. The capital remained in Ukrainian government hands, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rallying his people daily, despite Russian shelling of civilian infrastructure. Russian protesters took to the streets on day four of nationwide anti-war demonstrations. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Across Russia, anti-war activists continue to protest the invasion of Ukraine. That came after President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian nuclear deterrent to be put on high alert. Chanting no to war, hundreds of protesters gather in St. Petersburg on day four of peaceful protests held in the city center. Police in riot gear grabbed protesters and dragged some to police vans for arrest. According to the OVD Info Rights Group, police had detained more than 350 Russians in 32 cities over anti-war demonstrations by Sunday afternoon. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Tens of thousands of Ukrainians are arriving in Eastern Europe, fleeing the Russian invasion of their homeland. Experts predict between 1 million and 5 million could enter the European Union in the coming weeks. Nepal's parliament on Sunday approved a contentious $500 million aid grant from the United States, despite protests both inside the legislature and on the streets. For several days, protesters have violently clashed with police. On Sunday, demonstrators chanted slogans, pelted police with stones, and pushed barbed wire and metal barricades that were blocking the streets leading to Parliament. Riot police responded with tear gas and water cannons and beat protesters with bamboo batons. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.